Welcome back to Super Rankings, where you can come for Superman,
but stay for Prometheon.
I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorsky.
Kenny, it's ass hot here. You know who would love it here?
The Promethean.
The Promethean would love it here.
Yes. We're sitting at, what, 113? At least that's what I saw last.
When I was driving home from work, which was at 3:30 in the p.m., my car's thermometer was reading 118. Yeah.
Right.
Kenny Ten's bar at a pool at one of the resorts up here.
Yeah, it's a spicy meatball lately, that's for sure.
And I work in a hot kitchen providing low-cost meals to impoverished senior citizens.
Nice.
So what we're trying to say is anchor.fm/superrankings, pledge $1, $5, or $10 a month.
Save us. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
It's been a wild week here in Tucson, Arizona, yes. Most of the Southwest. So we have to watch how we do our AC because I guess blackouts are starting to happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's so I've got this novel thing called an ice bath. When you can't cool down your whole house, what you do is you cool down. Well, first you cool down a significant quantity of water, and then you use that to cool down you, because you're the part that's important. You're only cooling the house to keep the you cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
It sounds torturous when Ben describes it, but it sounds pretty nice.
It's pretty great. People ask me, like, do you get used to it and then it doesn't feel so bad? And I say, no, honestly, it still sucks every time. But then for the last, like, month or so, I've been saying, you know, it still sucks when you're in it, but as soon as you get out, it's like, oh, this is nice, you know? And now, this week, it feels good when I'm in it. I'm in it, and like, you can feel the body heat leaving your body and going out into the water. And like, but there's that, like, right around in your sternum, there's this warm core. And usually that's what I concentrate on to keep myself from panicking. Like, it's cool. I still got this, there's the warm center at the middle of everything. And right now I'm like, no, get it out of me. Get it out of me. I'm in this ice water, because otherwise I'm going to dig it out with a knife.
Yeah. I watched Demolition Man recently in the part where they freeze Sylvester Stallone. Sarah wanted to watch it. I was like, yeah, I love Demolition Man.
I will watch Demolition Man any day of the week.
You know, that's a good one. That's a good sci-fi comedy action movie. But yeah, when they freeze people in the ice cube. It's like, yeah, I want to live that life right now. I want to be a cryocon.
Yeah.
In the not-too-distant future of 1996.
Exactly. Yes.
Pony, the wild mambo, the hunk-a-chunker.
Well, you know, we might not have the technology to cryogenically freeze our criminals, but what if, to cool down, you could get strapped to the dark side of an asteroid in space?
Yep.
In space, we're super. I'm trying to segue. By the way, I'm also on day 11 of my 12-day work week, so it's going to be another one of these, folks. Strap in.
So we're out in outer space.
Yep.
Superman is checking out. It looks like a dangerous threat to Earth. We've got a spaceship, a rocket ship, with Mr. Hamilton, Professor Hamilton. He's there with some military guys. And there's the main military guy, the general. What's his name?
General Hardcastle.
Yes, that's about the manliest guy.
it's a great name.
I wonder if his first name is Dick. Dick Hardcastle. But anyway, he's telling his recruits or his soldiers.
Yep. It's basically Armageddon.
Yeah. He's like, you're here to do a job. We're at war.
Basically the worst parts of the Bible.
Yep. What are we at war with? That asteroid that's going to hit Metropolis and probably also make things real bad for the rest of Earth, but mostly Metropolis because that's where Superman lives.
So that's where we got to blow it up.
Yep.
And I don't need any help from an alien. Superman's not there at the time. And
yep.
Hamilton is a little nervous.
Let's wait for Superman. He's a nice guy. He lets me play with his rocket ship.
And General Dick Hardcastle says, no, I don't trust no alien. We don't need him anyways. Besides, he should have been here by now. He's late.
Yep. And Superman taps on the glass and I'm presuming there's some sort of transmitter. Sound in space is... It's a whole thing. He says, hey, it was an earthquake. I had to deal with a thing. I'm here now. I'm push this asteroid real hard and just push it out of the way. I'll be fine.
So Hamilton says, let's do the Superman plan.
Yep.
General Dick Hardcastle. It's not really Dick Hardcastle, but...
It could be Dick Hardcastle.
Can I call him that?
You can call him
Dick. I'm not going to get sued, right? He's Dick Hardcastle. God, I wish I could have more kids. Honey, if we could go for a third, let's name it Dick Hardcastle, if you're listening.
Dick Hardcastle Wendorski.
Now, that's a nice name.
That's a name.
Whew.
I mean, Edda's a pretty good name. Link's a pretty good name, but it's no General Dick Hardcastle Wendorski.
He'd have to be a general.
With that name. So, what else? You going to work at Arby's?
Yeah.
I got to order curly fries for General Dick Hardcastle Wendorski.
He works at a GameStop. But Superman, he puts some charges throughout the asteroid, and he gets to the dark side of the asteroid, and he says, You guys got to check this out. What is it? I can't describe it. Just come on over.
And we get a beautiful panning shot. And even before this point, this is before any of the real shit starts going down, I've noticed the characters are really expressive. The faces are moving really nicely. So, of course, I had to check with our good friends, dcau.anime.wiki. I don't know. Google it. You'll find it.
It's TMS!
The TMS is back! And we're recording a two-part session today. Spoilers, they do the next episode, too.
It's real pretty.
It's so good.
On the dark side of the asteroid is a ginormous... rock-looking...
He sort of looks like the Thing in Marvel a little bit. And he's human-shaped, but gargantuan.
Yes.
They do the thing where they show the space shuttle that Hamilton and Hardcastle have been chilling in, which is, at least, we never see these commando dudes again.
We never saw the spaceship how they were going to blow up the asteroid.
They got these detonation charges, but there's this giant gargantuan alien looks like it could grab the space shuttle in one hand and crunch it.
Yeah.
And it's like strapped down or chained, almost looks crucified to this asteroid.
He's a big thing. Yep. And as they're checking it out, the creature, it's alive.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive!
Yep, the Hamilton's reading that the thing's body heat. It has body heat. It is warmer than the surrounding asteroid. He's detecting a heartbeat. And also, I don't know how we missed this, a binary signal from aliens transmitting on all frequencies.
He can't quite figure out the signal. He will later, but at the time, they don't know what it means.
Hamilton says, well, this is a living thing. Clearly, we've got to let it crash into Metropolis and kill all life on Earth.
The general is not too keen on that idea. Neither should you,
yep.
The listener and viewer at home.
The general says, what if instead we blow up one alien and save millions of lives? The general's a villain for some reason.
Yes. Superman comes up with an idea. He says, what if we push it into orbit? At least then it'll give us some time to think of a plan.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, Superman gives it a push, but that push spins the asteroid around so that the creature's facing the sun, and it goes, ooh, I like that. More of this, please, and busts out of its chains.
That's right, and it starts heading towards Earth.
Yep.
And, you know, like all things that head towards Earth, starts to heat up on reentry.
Yep. Hardcastle says, well, screw this, we gotta explode it, and hits the big explode everything button. And the asteroid blows up, but the creature don't care.
He's fine.
He's free of his asteroid prison. He's hurtling down. He's getting real hot on reentry. He feels a lot like I do driving home at 3:30 through Saguaro National Park.
Superman saves the spacecraft because there's debris everywhere from the yep. asteroid. And he starts heading towards the monster thing.
Yep.
And he tries to nudge it away from the city towards the ocean.
Yep, and he succeeds, but he burns up his own spacesuit. He's knocked off course, loses track of the creature. Creature gets all down in that ocean and starts Godzilla-like making towards shore. There's a cruise ship that gets slightly jostled.
Yeah, it's a giant tidal wave is heading towards him, and Superman pushes the boat He angles it so that the wave doesn't smash it bad.
I was unsure what to make of this. Like, it's not like the boat was disabled. They have their engines, but Superman gave them a little push.
Instead
it's fine.
Of facing to the left, he had it face head on, and I guess that means the wave can't hurt them.
I mean, I guess it would be less surface area for the wave to impact, so it might have been capsized if it had been hit broadside. That might be a nautical term. It sounded like one.
Well, everyone on board is safe and sound. Superman saved the day.
Yep.
He goes under the sea. Don't sue us, Disney.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. It's 118 degrees Fahrenheit here.
There's big footprints on the ocean floor. It's kind of like Metallo. It's heading towards Metropolis.
Yep, but unlike Metallo, he's been down there for what? Half a season now?
He's a slow boy. He has a little footprint.
Yeah, that's true.
Prometheon has a big footprint.
Yes.
And so they got to come up with a plan.
Yep.
To stop him.
And Hamilton says, do you know those cold packs and first aid kits? What if, and this is my big science brain at work here, what if that but big though?
So it, I guess you need two chemicals to come together to make things freeze.
Yep, this is that's our science project for the day, but General Hardcastle has his own science project. It's called We Blow Things Up Good.
He gets all of the tanks and all the jets and all the big military guns.
And everybody at TMS, I hope you had a great Christmas bonus that year. Because things blow up real good in this episode. Take a shot, puff, puff, pass, drain the bottle, enjoy yourself.
Lots of explosions.
Oh, it's so good.
But the explosions do nothing. They even shoot these two rockets that are supposed to be like napalm rockets. And the creature's on fire, but he just sucks it in. All his fire gets sucked into the big monster.
Yep, and Hamilton has decoded the binary code. It's a warning from an alien race saying, hey, okay, this was going to be for good purposes, we promise. We had big rocks that we needed to move. We needed to push them from hither to yon. And so we genetically engineered a giant mutant space creature to do it. But he loved sun so much, we couldn't control him, so we put him on an asteroid. Here you go.
Banished him to space.
Yep.
Don't touch.
Do not push slightly so that he faces your son.
Don't open till Christmas, but we did. And so there's your backstory on the big Promethean.
Yep.
And so we need to come up with a plan to stop him. We have a plan. It's those two chemicals to freeze him. Yep. We need to buy some time.
Yep. So Superman gets into a big punchy with him. But meanwhile, Hamilton is, I guess, on the phone with the Metropolis Electric Company.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, could you turn off all the lights? All the lights, though.
No, shut them all down. Hurry.
And they do it.
That was quick work.
They did a good job.
But you know what? Maybe their power grid's like Texas. You sneeze hard and it goes out.
It could be.
Yeah, maybe it's just not a big deal.
Prometheon, with all the city lights turned off, he's bummed. And,
what is that? The light and heat, though.
And then he sees a firefly.
Ooh, I like the fire.
It's not a firefly. It's Superman with a big metal beam.
Steel beam, and he's heating it up with his eye lasers. And since you're buddy, I know what you did. Come this way.
Yeah,
we go here now.
You're luring him into the trap.
Yep.
Which is going to take place by a bay, a dam.
Reservoir. Yes. It's a big man-made lake.
Yeah.
Superman lures him in. We're skipping over a whole lot of punchy-punchy, but there's really not...
Definitely check it out, though,
because
it's very pretty.
It is so... It absolutely is. There's a little bit where Superman uses his eye lasers to blow up a speedboat that's sitting in the middle of this thing to just make that little bit of heat to make the creature go, oh, yeah, I go swimming in this lake now.
That's right. The creature, he stopped for a moment to soak in the moonbeam, and he caught Superman, and so Superman had to lure him back into the man-made lake, blows up the boat. Promethean goes towards the boat.
Yep.
Chemicals freeze him. Superman escapes.
Yep. We fade to black, and
it's ominous.
Presumably, the next day, all that stuff melts, and he goes and chills with the clown tank.
Yeah. It's very ominous. He's frozen. His hand is reaching in the air, and it ends with the moonlight.
Yep, and thus ends Prometheon. Kenny, did this episode hold up?
Yeah, it was a fun romp.
It did, yeah. I mean, I feel like we just blasted right through our recap segment, but it's a lot of visual storytelling.
Yeah, it's if you've seen any classic monster movie, it's very similar. It's comes from space, it's heading towards the city.
Yep.
People are running in terror, you know, pointing at the sky.
Yep. There's always the asshole general who wants to blow everything up. Yep. We gotta nuke the city. It's the only way.
America, I got this.
Except in this case, I'm back and forth on, like, when he's talking in terms of, I'm gonna take a million of my citizens over one alien creature. I'm kind of on his side.
Yeah.
But then, of course, later on, Superman straight up tells him, no, he absorbs heat, you idiot.
Yeah.
And he dumps a bunch of napalm on it anyway, because he's just an asshole.
It's a lot of stereotypes all jacked into a 22-minute episode, but it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's never boring. There's a lot of fun play with no sound when Superman's placing the charges. And then, of course, sound comes back when it needs to get adventure-filled. But it's a great, I don't know, it's almost like it doesn't need dialogue at all.
You really need
the dialogue, but it felt very...
Yeah, if I had a criticism, I could have done without the, oh, here's what the alien message was, exposition dump. Like, I think, because you see him, we skipped over at one point, he hijacks a sub and, like, puts his big monster hand by the nuclear reactor and soaks up all of its juice. And, like, you get it. It's absorbing heat. It's absorbing radiation. I think it would have been better without the explanation. We get it.
Yeah.
But that's a minor criticism. It's a great... And I love General Hardcastle.
Yeah. Dick Hardcastle.
Yeah. His...
Name your kids that. If one of you is expecting a child... Please, and then let us know in the comments below.
I want to look this up because I looked up his voice actor. I'm going to be good podcast Ben for a second here. Okay, General Hardcastle is played by Charles Napier, and this is what his entry in the DCAU wiki says. Former paratrooper Charles Napier usually plays rough military type characters.
Okay.
He was such a good like hard ass drill sergeant paratrooper that he said, "What if that was just my job to do that on TV and film?"
Well, it's
I guess he was in Blues Brothers. He was in Rambo Part 2. He was in the Shaquille O'Neal version of Steel.
Ooh,
and he was somebody named. This is another great name. This is not in a Batman show that we've been covering because it's The Batman. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Short-lived, try to follow up Batman the Animated Series, you goofs.
I didn't like the ears.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
They were too small. But anyway.
But his character in that show was named Kilgore Steed.
Oh!
So apparently he gets all the good names.
Wow. Dude, that's a great resume.
Heck yeah. So Charles Napier, I think this character shows up again at least once, but that might just be me remembering it because he is the apotheosis of all hard-ass asshole general characters in this kind of thing.
Wishful thinking.
So maybe I just think I've seen him somewhere else because I've seen that same type of character in other things, but... Anyway, this episode's great. Let's do science.
Yeah!
I'm a disciple of science.
Now, it is excruciatingly hot, so my pants are already...
Yeah. Kenny walked in, and I was already in my bathing suit. So,
He really is. He's also is rocking a sleeveless shirt.
What we used to call wife beaters?
Yes.
When we were going to hell, but you made people, and I I feed old people now, so we're good people now.
Yes.
We don't do hateful things like that anymore.
It'll be purgatory.
Yes, purgatory with the unbaptized babies.
Yay!
We love kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess nothing left to do, but...
Lab coat's on.
Pants
is off. Yep, we did it.
All right.
Get this list out here.
It's on your cellular device this time, not the computer.
Yeah, I've been using a laptop, and it got real awkward holding it up. Although now my cell phone's being dumb, so that's being awkward, too. I'll find it. I'll find it.
Okay. Here we go. Last Son of Krypton, Little Piece of Home, Fun and Games, The Way of All Flesh, Blast from the Past, Tools of the Trade, My Girl, Stolen Memories, Feeding Time, Main Man, Two's a Crowd, Mummy's Alive, Rah, 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 Rah.
Yeah! Did it!
Oh man, I didn't even think. Now I have to... I need the RNGesus app on my phone now. I did not think any of these plans through. I'll make it happen.
We'll be fine.
RNGesus wants to know...
This is rah, 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 rah.
It's rah, 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 rah.
Game Tug.
Rah, rah, rah. It is better than rah, 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 rah.
It is. It is, in fact, better than Mummy's Alive. Mummy's Alive was cramming way too much story and yet somehow not enough. And this knew exactly the story it wanted to tell.
And it was successful.
Yeah. There were no twists for the sake of twists. Like, I don't know. To say anything about this story sounds like I'm ragging on it. But I'm so not, because, like, yeah, you could, from the first, you know, 2-3 minutes of the episode, you could tell exactly what was going to happen, but it was a joy to watch. It was yes. just so well done.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, is Prometheon better or worse than number 8, Stolen Memories?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah?
I think animation's better. I think the playing with the non-diegetic and diegetic sounds fun. I think it's... When you think of Superman, you think of Superman taking on these beasts, these incredible tasks. This is a big alien from space.
Yep. I liked seeing Superman fighting, because this is not an intelligent alien. No. It's got, like, basic animal-level intelligence, maybe less.
Yeah.
And I liked seeing Superman against a force of nature, not a villain of the week.
Yeah, and it was...
It was a nice change.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was an evil creature, just a creature that wanted heat.
Yeah. I like the design of the creature, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got sort of this perma-frown expression.
Yeah.
It's just... I felt bad for him. Oh, buddy, I want you to get your snackies. I just don't want you to blow up my city.
That's all?
Yeah. We're going to put you in the lake now, but we'll thaw you out. We'll give you a friend. It's look, this tank looks like a Santa clown.
Hey!
That's fun, right, buddy?
We brought it back.
Yeah. You're going to go hang out at the North Pole.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Mr. Freeze is there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he could tend his broken leg.
Yeah. You'll be great friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is the Prometheon... better or worse than El Numero Uno, Last Son of Krypton?
I think I'm going to go Last Son of Krypton.
Yeah, it's telling that we had to think about it.
That was a great origin.
Yeah.
And it's hard to really knock that, because it was what started our whole series off.
Yeah. I mean, I think this might have been ever so slightly more successful at what it set out to do, but what it set out to do was itself more limited.
Yeah.
So I can give it to Last Son of Krypton. That's closer than I would have anticipated, though, when you...
Right.
You know, that's why we do science. All right. Slowly but surely... Very slowly but surely narrowing it down. How do you feel about number 2, Little Piece of Home? There, I think that's actually easier, and I would give it to Little Piece of Home.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they've got some of the same strengths. They're both very pretty episodes,
yeah.
Very stylish. But Little Piece of Home added that with some good Luthor stuff.
Yeah.
And some good, like, Prometheon's a one-off. We might... Look, I want to see Prometheon again. I want him to be friends with the Santa Clown tank. The creators of Superman are leaving that on the vine,
right?
To die. We are never going to see this guy again, whereas Little Piece of Home, you know, connects to the arc plot that has repercussions that we're going to be feeling going forward.
You got Clancy Brown.
Yeah.
Wonderful talent.
Yep. All right. In that case, is the Prometheon... just popping down one every time... better or worse than number 3, Fun and Games?
Shit. I kind of think Prometheon's better.
I didn't want to be the first to say it.
Oh my
I know
God.
How much you love Fun and Games.
And I do like that.
Oh, yeah.
The Toy Man.
I mean, it's great.
We talk about that all the time. We love that gimmick of that bouncy ball. And the...
Do I get to edit in another Happy Fun Ball clip?
Yeah, you think you do?
Hooray!
Ingredients of Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space.
And yet, you know, if the Prometheon had at any point gotten Lois Lane nude and said peekaboo, it would be an even stronger episode. But even without that, I think Prometheon does come out on top.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree.
Wow. All right. Marking it down. That's a top three episode. We've been kind of goofing, like, oh my god, it's a top five episode. We've already done five, but that's like, no, that's top. That's top tier. Prometheon coming in just below Little Piece of Home and just above Fun and Games.
Okay.
And so we're doing this. This is a two for recording session. Do you remember this episode? We're watching Speed Demons next week.
Next one has got the Flash in it.
It's the one that has the Flash.
So, yes, please tune in.
Yep, he go real fast for you and for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could go real fast over to anchor.fm/superrankings and hit $1, $5, or $10 a month so that we can pay our AC bill.
Yeah. Save us, please.
Please. Only you.
Or if you can't afford that, that's fine. Yep. We do appreciate 5-star reviews.
Yep.
5 stars.
Yep.
Can't stress that enough.
Yep. Tell a friend.
Get the word out on the street.
If you like old games, you can come watch me play Legend of Zelders on twitch.tv/HBI2K. No, that was my old URL. God, I haven't used that in 2 years. Twitch.tv/BenCrayton. I'm
hot.
HBI2K on Twitter.
It's so hot. Our brains don't work good.
It's melting. We gave the old folks some ice cream today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You still one for yourself?
Yeah, I did not. I came home on the lickety-split and got directly into the ice bath.
I don't blame you.
Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet? We're doing this backwards. It's hot.
It's YSpeed TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Come by next week. Go fast.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.